For those websites that do survive, their survival will depend on the fundamentals of classic marketing, if you will. Building brand awareness, maintaining customer loyalty, doing the things that successful marketers have done in the past. And we'll come back and talk more about that in a moment. But marketing is now going to be one of the dominant weapons that successful websites will use to survive and to prosper. Third trend, snail mail will die. It simply makes no sense to put correspondence on paper, type it, put a stamp on it, send it through the mail, expect it to be lost. It's a lengthy, unwieldy, inefficient process, particularly in light of the fact that you've got a computer that can zap something through in a nanosecond. So we'll see email used certainly within the business environment outside of traditional communication. It'll be used for exchanging documents, receiving news and information, and keeping in touch. Now, we must, of course, address the spam issue, which is getting out of hand, and also privacy concerns. Ironically, the privacy concerns are perceptual in nature, because the encryption devices will in fact give us relatively secure transmission, but that perception doesn't exist in the user's mind. That has to be overcome. That again is a marketing issue. And then the spam problem will be solved as appropriate technology comes on the marketplace. Don't forget, delivery is the fourth trend. We can use the internet and we can use new economy technology to buy quickly, to transmit information, but ultimately the physical product has to go from point A to point B. If I was an investor, I would invest in FedEx, UPS, mailboxes, etc. Any of the physical mechanisms that will take the product from the manufacturer and the marketer into the consumer's home or office. Moving the parcel, the package, or the gift, it does need a delivery mechanism. And ironically, as the internet delivers faster buying process and faster communication process, there is an expectation on the buyer's mind that the package or that the product will also get there faster. So speed of physical delivery becomes important, and the major players in that arena, the big shipping companies, the warehouse companies, will see exponential growth in their business. Number five, marketing will go one-to-one. It is an inevitability. We've talked about one-to-one marketing for a decade now, but the internet gives it, for the first time, the critical mass that it needs. Because the internet, in fact, it gives you the ability to send and to receive and to record both transactions, which then gives you the opportunity to profile that transaction, profile that buying data. And once you've got profile, you can then guide your future marketing and buying transactions. One-to-one marketing makes sense for the marketer, and it makes sense for the customer. As a consumer, it doesn't make much sense for me to receive five copies of the same Victoria's Secret catalog in 1 week. That's an incredible amount of waste for Victoria's Secret. They don't want to have to send out four duplicative copies. It makes sense for me as the consumer to just get what I want to receive and not have my mailbox cluttered with a variety of materials that aren't relevant to me. We will therefore see a lot happening in the field of data capture, data mining, cookie deployment, and CRM, which is customer relation management. CRM is really using database information to guide the selling process and to guide the marketing process. It tells us who we want to talk to, what we should say to them, and it leads, in fact, to marketing on an eyeball-to-eyeball basis.